Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Kathy. I'm filling in for Vincent. I have my friend Sharon with me, and we are trying to help you save money in the kitchen and stock a pantry. I have a few comments. Sharon, you made a comment about the good feeling about cooking your own food. And it's also, to me, it's nice to have your stock pantry. It's a sense of security that you know that you've got food there and you can help your family and friends if need be. It's just nice to know, especially if you don't feel well and you can't get to the store, there's a snowstorm or something. It's just nice to have that security there for me. I like having my canned goods and my dried herbs and using my own things. I think the food tastes better.
I totally agree.
Go ahead, Sharon.
No, I totally agree with you, the stock pantry. It's a good feeling to know that you can feed your family and yourself.
Yeah. One of the things that I do, I suppose it's a little old-fashioned, but every pay period I have a little divider money envelope system. It's got little dividers in it, and I have little tabs on it. And I always have one, I put my grocery money in there. And every pay period, I have another slot that I take a little bit of money out, let's say $20, $30, and I put it in the next slot. And I kind of call that my emergency fund. Just in the event something comes up, even with this, when this whole coronavirus thing happened, I had a few extra dollars just in cash sitting there that was just in case something came up out of the blue, or I found a great sale that, oh my gosh, I can save, you know, 50, 60, 70%, then I'll take out of that envelope. So I do that. And I also do it with other things too. I do it with gas money and other bills that come up that I take care of myself. So to me, what it does is it, when I have cash in my hand, I feel like when it's gone, it's gone, and you don't overspend. And I've often read, I don't use a lot of credit for groceries and things, but I think a lot of people, if they just swipe their credit card, I think they spend a lot more money. But when I have a visual and I know, let's say I have $200 for that week, then I'm very careful on how I spend it, and I don't have a credit card bill at the end of the week because I didn't go over. So that's one thing I have done, and it kind of kept me with all my money going out, whether it's if I have to buy a birthday gift or a wedding gift, I have a little bit, an envelope, and I have slack for all that. And I put a little bit in there each paycheck. The other thing that I think, if you know your prices on your, especially your top 30 or 40 items, if you know what a good price is, you probably are like me, Sharon, where you know, I just know by looking, I've shopped long enough, I know what the prices are, I've memorized them. But if you don't know that a dollar is a good price, let's say, for pasta, and you go to a store and it's $2.19, now you're paying double of what you could have paid. So if you can just even take a sheet and write down the price of maybe where you got it at the best price and what the price is, you can just look at the sheet. It doesn't have to be anything complicated. So those are a couple things that I have done. And I think having a list, which we said before, is a good idea of everything. I wanted to talk about dehydrating. The other thing that I dehydrate too, Sharon, is I do my herbs, and I'll slice up zucchini in my food processor, and I lay that on there. And then if you want to make like a minestrone soup, you know, you just throw those in there. And I do sun-dried tomatoes. I have so many cherry tomatoes from last year. I probably have 21 cup sun-dried tomatoes downstairs. I just dried and dried and dried, but I haven't had to buy tomatoes all season long because I can add them to pasta. I can add them to my salad. And I do onions. I do celery. And I also take liver for my dogs, my dog, and then I have some family member dog, and I lay it on parchment paper, and I just dry it real good with a rag or paper towel, and then I put it in there till it gets to where you can just, it's crispy, where you can just break it. And I use that for treats, and they love it. It's nutritious. All the dogs love it. That's what the dogs got for Christmas. So, you know, those are just things. If you get a dehydrator, like Sharon was saying, I think that's a great idea. So, do you have anything else, Sharon, to add to some of the things you do?
Well, we were just, my husband's sitting over here laughing because I do the, I have a coupon holder, and I do the money dividing like that, too. It's really funny. And we're just sitting there, yeah, we are so similar in these areas, and I dehydrate all kinds of stuff. Even the liver, we raise our own chickens, and in theory, my husband likes fried liver, but I never make it. So it goes in the freezer, and I take it out, and I've been cooking it up and making dog biscuits out of it.
Oh, okay.
It's just amazing. I also collect my grease. I collect my grease. It's just too funny when I listen to you, all the things we do. I was going to say that we have found vacuum packers at the thrift store for a song. And our main big, one of the big thrift stores we have here has a half-off day. One day a week where everything's half off. And so, like, I even bought a great big oval crock pot for, like, $7 because I sometimes help donate meals to, like, homeless and stuff like that. And I just wanted to have one free in case I need to drop it off. I wouldn't be stressed about, you know, losing it or not getting it back or getting broke or something. I also know that my mom used her pressure cooker a lot because she was really good about an hour before dinner, what are we going to have? And so she would use that. I know they're very helpful. I've been watching some videos, and I guess I couldn't really understand the love of Instapots at first because they're just a glorified pressure cooker. But I have realized that you can program them so they'll come on and be ready when you want, and you don't have to keep an eye on them as much. So, you know, they might be a useful tool. I don't personally care to add one to my life, but I do see how they could be very useful, and they would save you a lot of money. You were talking about sea salt, too. I use sea salt. I use it for canning because it doesn't have iodine, so it doesn't turn your vegetables a weird color. So I use that sea salt a lot. I was going to mention potatoes. I don't know if you cook very much with potatoes.
We do bells,
but there is a lot you can do with potatoes beyond just making, like, potato soup or adding it to your soups or casseroles or a good base for that, either just plain or hashed. Or, like, you and I were laughing when we were on the phone because we both had baked a bunch of potatoes and put the extra in the refrigerator. Okay, to be used later. Mm-hmm. And you were telling me how you had taken some leftover chili and put it over the baked potato you'd already baked and heated the whole thing up, and you had it for your lunch. And I thought it was so funny, so it sounded so good that I went ahead and made that for our dinner. And potatoes are an incredible stretcher, and I think, especially if you watch Purcell's, they're not too terribly expensive yet. And so I would consider that as long as you have access to store at a reasonable, you know, regular basis, that getting potatoes would be a really good thing to have on hand for a basic. My mom used to keep them under her kitchen sink because that was a fairly cool place. So that's something to consider. We actually have a cold basement that's sort of unfinished. And so we have spaces where we can keep potatoes for a very long time. So I can get quite a few in the fall, and they store real long. You do need to check them every so often. When they rot, they stink to high heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of have to check your potatoes off over every so often, especially if you start smelling a slight off smell, because when one potato rots, it seems to like to share its rottenness with all the others. You may have noticed that. And it is not a good smell.
Well, if you take them out of the bag. If you take them out of the bag when you get home, if you don't grow your own, and check them.
Yeah.
Just check them real good, because if you see a little brown spot, it might just be a small one. Then you can put that one aside and use it for dinner, or cut that part off, as long as it's not all through the potato. If it starts to go, sometimes I'll toss it and compost it. You can do twice-baked potatoes also, but when I do them, like if I'm making something in the oven at 400 or 425, I'll wash up, I scrub them with a little potato brush. It's hard, like a fingernail brush, and I rub oil on them. I'll take olive oil, and I just dump it on my hands, and I just massage it all into the potato, into the skin. And then I take margarita salt, but you can use sea salt too. And I just rub that in, and I lay it right on the rack. And I'll do like 10 of them at a time. So then you're done. If you want to have a fried potatoes for dinner or for lunch, if you just want to fry one up with some mushrooms and onions and have it as a side dish, there's just so many uses for the potatoes. But the other thing I read, now I did it one time, I wasn't real crazy about it, but if you didn't want to heat up your oven in, let's say, the summertime, a lady, she did it in a slow cooker. She just punched the potatoes, washed them and dried them and used a fork, and she put them in the slow cooker and just turned them on and checked them. Now, I might have cooked them a little too long. I only did it once. I liked the other way I did it better. But if you didn't want to use your oven, or you didn't have an oven, you could cook them in the slow cooker like that. She just put them in there. She said she didn't put anything else, like water or nothing. She just baked them slow on there.
Hmm.
So
that's definitely an interesting idea. I've never done it. I'd probably just bake them in the oven like you too, though, because I'm baking other stuff, so you can just throw them in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a good thing to know in case you just don't want to mess up with heating the whole house up or anything, you know.
Yeah.
Good. You know, hash browns are really handy too. I was asked to make a couple breakfast casseroles. I don't normally make them for us, but so I used hash browns as a bottom base. But once you bake your potatoes, it makes hash browns really easy, you know, to make. So you can use it in stuff like that, or you can even make a casserole with that the base. Or I even like to make my scalloped potatoes with the baked potatoes, because they cook a lot quicker that way. And you can doctor that up with all kinds of stuff. You know, you can add any kind of meat or different seasonings and give it a kick. But all those foods are things like, in the Depression area especially, they would use that for stretching their food. Like my mom grew up on lots of potatoes, she told me, because her parents didn't make a lot of money, and they where they lived, potatoes were cheap and, you know, plenty of them. So they made potatoes in multiple ways to stretch their budget. And my mom was plenty healthy enough when she grew up. You know what I mean? They all were fine. So that's something else that would be really good. Also, we've been given some of those instant mashed potatoes. I personally don't care for instant mashed potatoes reconstituted as mashed potatoes. But they are easy for stretching things. Like I said, you throw it into different recipes and it thickens up your soups and stuff. So if you like instant mashed potatoes, that would be not a bad thing to get. You would just want to know your prices. We're on another break. Okay.
Well, I have a bread machine recipe that you use potato flakes in, and it's actually really good. It's a real moist bread, and you only use a couple tablespoons, so I kept a box on hand. So we'll be back in a minute.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender.
and lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everybody. I have a couple other ideas for meals. There's a recipe that I use. It's called a three-bean chili. It's three different kinds of beans, probably your choice. It's real easy. It's just beans, chicken broth. You can tomatoes, seasonings, corn. There's all kinds of recipes. There's different variations. But that's something that you can have on all that stuff on hand. And make sure you have a manual can opener. Because if you have an electric one and we don't have power, it's going to be pretty tough to get your cans open. So that's an easy, I mean, that one can be made probably in 15 minutes, and then you just let it simmer for a while. And when I make my soups, I like to start in the morning, and I like to let them simmer. I'm kind of like Sharon. I like the crock pot idea, the big stock pot. I have actually three stock pots in my kitchen because I typically cook in batches of things. So I'll make noodles in one, and I'm making the soup in the other. I might have beans in another. So when I'm in, I try to just spend the time in the kitchen and make a couple meals all at one time. Another idea that I have is if you make chicken soup. What I do is I normally make... I'll either make a great big batch with two chickens, but if I don't do that and make buy a bigger chicken, I will add, when I'm making my stock for flavor, I take my leaves from my celery that I grow and I dehydrate them. So I throw those in the stock pot. I put an onion in there and a couple carrots with the salt and pepper, maybe a little garlic and the chicken. And then I let that cook until the chicken gets real tender. Then I strain, I save the broth and I strain all those vegetables off. And that makes my stock, my broth, a little bit tastier, because I'm using more vegetables, and it makes it, to me, I've noticed it's tastier. So then I will put, you know, take the chicken off the bone. I'll put the chicken back in, and then I add fresh carrots, celery, and onions, and then let that simmer. But what I do after I have that for a meal is I will save maybe a cup and a half of that broth and a cup of the chicken. And if I'm not going to make it right away, then I'll freeze both of those. And then I can have it later, and it's an easy meal. You can make chicken a la king, or you can make hot chicken sandwiches or barbecue chicken sandwiches. Anything that you only need, like a cup of the chicken. So you're stretching your meals. Like Sharon said, if you were going to buy like four steaks or something, that's a lot more expensive than making a soup or a chowder or a stew and then stretching it over many different meals, normally several. So those were a couple ideas that I had, that it just saves you time. I'm like you, Sharon. I'm in the kitchen, but boy, there's days where I'm in the kitchen all day, and there's other days I just don't have time. I'm doing laundry or babysitting or something. So those were a couple things I wanted to mention about some of the meals and some of the things that I've done over the years. So yeah, do you have any other things to add? Oh, Sharon, I have a question. Yes. You mentioned Azure. That's a bulk food. Was it called Azure? Is that
the
name
of the standard?
It?
Yeah, they're bulk, and they're actually expanding all over the U.S., and they have very good prices. I mean, a lot of, you have to know your prices, but as a whole, like, their spices are incredibly, they're good. They don't sell anything knowingly that's GMO, okay? So genetically modified.
Okay.
And they also, because you buy it in bulk, you can buy it so much cheaper. And then I just vacuum pack the majority of it and put those in those containers. Another thing I did one year for my niece, when she got married very suddenly, she showed up and they got married. And so we were kind of one of those low ebbs in money at the moment. So I took a bunch of spices and rounded up some baby food jars that I collected. And I just put all the basic spices, each one in a different baby food jar, and wrapped it up with some salsa and some other stuff I had, and gave it to her for a gift. And they loved it because they could cook and they didn't have to put all that money out to get basic spices, you know, which was handy. The other thing I'm thinking that, you know, since we raise a lot of our own meat, I do think about some, whoops, I'll have to wait. I hear the music again. Do you hear music?
Yeah. Yes, I do. Yeah.
I'll pick up on your side another way.
Yeah. And I have a few other things to add that I thought of in the pantry, Sharon, that maybe people can pick up in bulk. Okay.
Sure.
We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The winter storm that arrived in California earlier this week will continue through Friday, bringing heavy snowfall in the mountainous area of the state. Up to 10 feet of snow is expected in the Sierra Nevada region. The National Weather Service also issued a backcountry avalanche warning for the eastern slopes of the Sierra Nevada. Traveling is not recommended in the region east of Yosemite National Park. The Senate impeachment trial of former President Trump is set to begin the week of February 8th. And if you ask most Americans, they'll tell you the process will amplify divisions in the nation. The Rasmussen Report survey found that voters, by a margin of 3-1, expect the upcoming trial to leave the country more divided than ever under the Biden administration. Facebook and Apple may be on the verge of a legal war. The two tech giants are now embroiled in an escalating fight over data privacy and market power. The changes will affect Facebook's advertising business by stopping its ability to collect data. Apple says the move is a win for user privacy. USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Nevada's school-aged children are committing suicide at an alarming rate since the pandemic hit our shores. Remote learning is becoming a massive failure. Some teachers are refusing to go back to the classrooms. The frustration of parents has never been greater. One parent in Virginia has had enough. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
A parent in Virginia is apparently losing his patience regarding local schools being closed because of the coronavirus pandemic. In a video that has gone viral on social media, the father can be seen addressing members of the Loudoun County, Virginia school board.
You're a bunch of cowards hiding behind our children as an excuse for keeping schools closed. You think you're some sort of martyrs because of the decisions you're making when the statistics do not lie that the vast majority of the population is not at risk from this virus. The garbage workers who pick up my freaking trash risk their lives every day more than anyone in this school system. Figure it out or get off the podium. Because you know what? There's people like me and a lot of other people out there who will gladly take your seat and figure it out. It's not a high bar. Raise a freaking bar!
Schools in Loudoun County have been closed for in-person learning since March. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Loudoun County Public Schools is located in Ashburn, Virginia, and has nearly 82,000 students with a teacher ratio of 14-1. USA Radio News.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Welcome back to USA Prepares. This is Kathy. I'm with Sharon. Sharon, I wanted to say something else, and I think it might help people to help stock their pantry. Honestly, my basement pantry was just becoming a mess. I just didn't have time to go down and organize it, so I spent a couple hours down there the other day. and I have shelves, and I have like big metal cabinets, and I store my, I call it my extended pantry. And I save the little cardboard boxes that the canned goods come in. So I took all the canned goods that I had, and I just organized them. And I wrote on there, let's say it was black beans. I just put them all on there, and I wrote on there. But I just tape the little label on there so that if I need to change it, I can change it. And that way, they stack so much easier. And I did all my jars. But I think what you can do, whether it's your food pantry upstairs, your refrigerator, your freezer, if you group everything together, you can see what you have. Now, I didn't realize I had them because it was becoming messy, and I don't really like messy, but I just didn't have time with this whole pandemic to really go through and spend the time. So I found out I had three cases, well, like there's 12 in each, of tomato paste. But I didn't know I had that many. So now I'll use them up. I'll make more spaghetti sauce or marinara sauce. So if you group things together and you can kind of keep it organized, then you can have a visual to see what you need if when you're running low on pasta. And one of the things I use is, I don't know exactly what they're called. They used to store magazines in them. They're about 3 inches wide. And you can set your magazines or your folders in there, and you put them in your on your shelf or whatever. Well, I lay it down flat, and I leave the open end, like the spine is on flat on the shelf. And then a box of spaghetti, or like some of them come in bags now, like cellophane bags. Well, those stack in there beautifully in your pantry, so they don't flop over. So I use it for thin boxes and bags of things, and then I can keep them all together. So to me, I just feel better when everything is grouped together so I can see what I need to buy. Otherwise, I run out sometimes of things that I thought I had, and then other times I've got three cases of tomato paste. So
that is so cool. My husband's sitting here laughing because I do a lot of the same things. I get those little short produce flat boxes, like they put tomatoes or mushrooms or whatever in, and I set things in it, and sometimes I have taken one of those large paper clips and stuck it on the outside with a 3x5 little, like postcard, those little 3x5 cards, and mark what it is,
mm-hmm.
And other times I've just written on the box the marker.
Yeah.
But like you said, then you can find if you need tomato sauce or if you have some green beans or you have corn or canned corn or olives or whatever. Because I buy on sale, and so I put the excess down in the basement, and I keep maybe a jar or two of whatever, can whatever upstairs too. I was going to kind of jump just a little bit in thinking that meat tends to be one of your more expensive purchases with food. And so I would really recommend buying meat on sale, like right now in one of the local stores, they have the shank ham bone, the whole ham with the bone in it, still the shank kind, and it's only 99 cents a pound. And they frequently have chicken quarters on sale for 99 cents a pound. And so even if you don't have time to process it right away, if you take it and throw it in your freezer, that would be good. But you could cook down the ham, if nothing else, in your crock pot all day. And then when you come home, you can divvy it up into smaller packages and freeze it and use it for, I mean, you can do so much stuff with ham. You can put it in soup. You can make a casserole. I mean, there's just all kinds of stuff you can do with it. And same with the chicken. You can cook that down. And then, like you said, you made that whole broth. You could add it in there. And you could, you know, if you can, you can save a lot. But if you don't can, you can still freeze a lot of stuff and, you know, be able to stretch your food. The thing I read, too, that or heard recently that, I guess the majority of people throw away about a fourth of their food. And so just saying you spend $100 a week, probably most people spend way more than that, but in 4 weeks you've spent $400, and if you throw a fourth of it, you just threw away $100. And that $100 not only could feed you more by using up your leftovers, and, you know, if you can't eat it today, a lot of stuff freezes. You can put it in your freezer and pull it back out later and have a really quick, easy meal. And then you'll have an extra $100 that you could use to stock up on some of the stuff we're talking about. You know, your rice, your beans, your pasta, your bouillon. You know, I like to have, I have chicken broth because I cook, I can it myself. But if you can, broth can be a little more spendy. So you can get by using various chicken bouillons. You want to check them out. They're kind of, sometimes they're a bit on the salty side, so you need to know what you buy. But that is also a good way to add flavor to your soups and stuff if you don't actually have cans or jars of chicken broth. At least it gives that chicken flavor in it, I think. I also just like the Mrs. Dash blend. I throw that in a whole bunch of stuff. It just adds some more zip. I even throw it in my spaghetti sauce. I buy the big container that Costco, last time I went, didn't have Mrs. Dash, which is okay. They actually have an organic blend. It's the same thing. And I just throw that in a lot of my food, too, just to add a little more zip. And then, like you know, I dehydrate a lot of the vegetables, and I can just throw them in. Or I have canned vegetables, too. It just kind of depends on what I'm making. But I had limited space to put all my canned goods in, so I started dehydrating a little bit more, like the carrots. If you dice them small and then you blanch them, you can dehydrate them, and they just throw back in and reconstitute, like, in probably 5 minutes. By the time you cook whatever you're cooking, you've added that, or the celery, or, you know, so I've been doing that. The other thing I'd mentioned before on another show is that I dehydrate a lot of spinach. I shred it and put it on my dehydrator, and then I kind of powder it, and I add that to, like, any kind of spicy sauce, like lasagna or spaghetti or whatever, and it just slides in there, and you don't even taste it, but then you've added more nutrition to your food. And if you were cooking from home storage and couldn't get to the store to get fresh salad makings or something, that is a really good way to add nutrition into your food and still get the benefits of the vegetables and stuff like that.
Well, you took the words out of my mouth. I was just going to mention not to waste. I can remember as a child, my grandmother and I think my dad used to say, open up the refrigerator every few days and see what's in there and use it up, because you forget. You just, things get pushed in the back. So you look at your celery, or what do you have in there? Like the other day I had some rice in there, and it was the organic long grain rice that was, you know, and I kind of forgot and I had it. So I thought I'd better use this up. So I just did a stir fry. I had some frozen broccoli. I had some sesame oil. Onions, garlic, mushrooms, some frozen peas, and I had just a stir fry for dinner for me. And it was not hardly any expense, hardly any time. But if not, we were always throwing away the noodles or the soup or the rice because it goes bad. If you just have to kind of keep an eye on it. So I agree. Just try not to waste it, and if it looks like you can't use it, like Sharon said, just throw it in the freezer. And you know, a lot of times for me, I cook for my dogs, so if I have, let's say I had too much rice left over, then I would add a little bit of that to her food. Just, okay, I'm not going to throw away, I'll give it to her. And the other thing in your pantry is make sure that, I'm sure most everybody listening probably has cats or dogs, so I would say in times like we have right now, I would say buy maybe 3 or 4 bags, big bags of dog food, and just have it on hand. I've noticed that dog food has gone, I don't buy that much of it because I cook for her, but it's gone up. I've seen dog food $60 to $80 a bag, and I got an 80-pound dog, so that goes quick. So I think that if you can just look ahead, like, what would you need to survive, even if you can only do it for 2 weeks? Like, do I have enough that if things get bad, just start out with 1 or 2 weeks and then gradually add to that. I've been doing this probably since the early 90s. Just the reality of raising children and really not having a lot of money, you just kind of learn, like, okay, I'm the cook here. I have to make sure I provide for my children. So you just do, I guess you're forced to do what you have to do sometimes. So, but I was going to mention not to waste things, really try to use them up.
You know, I read Taitwad Gazette series of books. I think they've combined them now into one, but they're three. They're way back, but she had a lot of ideas, and she, what they did at that point, because they stocked up a little bit, they bought on sale ahead, but they would make meals from the sales flyers. They would buy whatever meat, and they would put their meals around that. And that is a way to start out to save money. You know, work whatever's on sale mm-hmm. for the meat, then you make dishes out of that. Like to me, I look for the sales, and I'm set up good because we got a half a hog. But otherwise, I probably buy a couple of these hams and throw them in there to cook and do later with, you know. We raise our own meat chickens. Otherwise, I'd be buying a bunch of those chicken quarters, freezing them, and then cooking them down maybe all at once. I have a big pressure cooker, which you can use, a pressure canner that you can use to cooker. So sometimes I cook actually our own chicken meat, the backs and necks and stuff down when we butcher them. And I make broth and shredded chicken meat, which I can make like quick quesadillas. You just get some tortilla shells, you heat them up a little bit, you warm up the meat a little bit, you throw it in there, put some salsa on, maybe a little cheese, and grill it back and forth, make those little kind of, what are they, quesadillas or whatever, flip them back and forth and throw them on there. You know, sour cream, pop some sour cream on it, you know what I mean? And it's a really fast, quick meal, but you're getting, you know, your tomatoes and some of the vegetables. I make a, you know, my own salsa, so it has a lot of good stuff in it. And, you know, those are kind of quick meals. Rather than running by McDonald's and buying the chemically laden hamburgers and fries and everything, you can come home and make really quick stuff that doesn't take a lot of time. I used to have a whole bunch of those things when the kids were young, and I still do. I still fall back on that sometimes because we do a lot of, we're involved in a lot of activities, and then sometimes I'm watching my granddaughters. And it is strange, but I have gotten older too. When you watch your grandkids, you're pretty tired when they left, and it kind of cracks me up. Because at one time I took care of five kids and could still keep rolling in the evening. You know, it's like after I have them, and I have really good little granddaughters. I mean, they're very well behaved, but it's just a different dynamic that I'm pretty tired. It's like, okay, what can I put together quickly? And then I fall back on all these quick meals that I have because I have all the basic stuff on hand that I can throw it together quickly. You know, and you really don't want to go out and have to pay full price on all this stuff because I know a lady, a young lady, she's trying to get stocked up because she feels prices are going up, but she is just not buying very frugally, shall we say, or efficiently. I mean, she just goes and buys the pasta on the shelf at $2.19, like you said, when you get it for a buck. Okay. So she could be getting two bags if she just watched for the sale or shop at a different place. You know what I mean? And so, you know, it takes a little bit of work, but really, once you get on the routine and you learn the pattern, it doesn't take any more work, you know?
Well, there's a learning curve, too.
Yeah, it's a learning curve.
You need to just kind of stick with it. You're going to make mistakes, so just keep trying.
Yeah.
We'll be back in a minute.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
And what you do is,
you came on late for me. Sorry. I didn't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's not your fault. Somehow I just didn't get connected. That's no problem. What were you saying? Forgive me.
Okay. I'm just talking about not wasting. You open a brick of cream cheese, what I do is I cut it in half, and then I use a food saver bag. And I put it in the food saver bag, and then I've got one that is, you can adjust it so it doesn't squish it too much, like it, you can adjust how much vacuum you want, and then it doesn't get moldy on, because I don't use it that much. So if you're just using it occasionally for a dish or a bagel or something, so then I leave it in the food saver bag, and it stays good until I open it, because it's literally sucks all the air out. And I do the same thing like with a brick of cheese. If I'm not going to use all the cheese right away, I'll just cut a portion off and then I'll put the rest in the food saver bag and it stays. And you're not throwing it away. And there again, that way you've got kind of stuff in your refrigerator that's a backup in case you don't have it. And you look, oh yeah, I still got some cheese here or some sour cream. Sometimes I do the same thing with sour cream. I use one of the little canisters that you get from Food Saver, and I'll put the sour cream in there because a lot of times I just don't use the whole thing at one time. And it stays for a pretty long time, not as much as the others, but it does stay for quite a while.
Yeah, that's a really great idea. Yeah. I have actually bought a bunch of cheese on sale and went ahead and re-vacuum packed it in those food saver bags, put it down in a basement. Our basement is unheated. And so, oh dear, my husband, somebody came up. We got a dog. Sorry about that. I was my husband and I were talking about something while you were, while we were on break. And, you know, it looks like they're going to go ahead and give us another stimulus thing. Money, and if so, I would really recommend that people take a good portion of that and start stocking up on, you know, just your basics and maybe, you know, I don't know, tomatoes and beans and rice and the barley and all that. But don't stock up on stuff you don't like. Like, I know a lady who hates rice. Well, if you don't like rice, don't stock up on rice, you know. But you could really get ahead and look around at some of the good places to buy sales. You know, the Dollar Tree is actually not bad for things like pasta if you don't see it on sale. But like you said, sales run in cycles, and frequently they run cycles with the pasta, and then you can buy a whole lot cheaper that way, and you can save money. But it might be a good thing to consider that if you do get this money, you weren't living on it before, and if you take part of it, you could get really kind of on top of saving money. And another thing that I know you and I both know, but people don't frequently realize how much food they eat. So I once had, there's a really good deal on green beans. I called my friend, she had 5 kids too, and I said, hey, I'm in store, there's this good deal on green beans, you want me to get you some? She goes, oh yeah, why don't you get me about 4 cans? I said, so how many cans do you eat a week? And she goes, oh, we have at least twice a week and 2 cans each. I said, so you're only saving money for a week, you know. Would you like me to get more? You know, hint, hint.
Yeah.
And so, you know, so like I do a lot of canning and I have a lot of jars, but if I put up green beans and we eat it once a week and we would eat a pint, say, I need 52 jars, you know, for a year.
Yeah.
And so I don't think people think how much they actually use. And then if you end up being more homebound, like this COVID thing that hit and they keep predicting maybe that'll happen again, you will eat a lot more food than you think you do. And so when we have things like the beans and the rice and the pasta and, you know, sauce for it and all that kind of stuff and plenty of flour and needy baking powder and baking soda, so it'll rise, and ideally yeast for making breads, that will stretch your food and you won't feel so deprived and just eating almost nothing or stressing out because you don't have food. So, you know, if people can kind of take advantage of this sale or this money that looks like it's coming, so far they've been giving it to us, then you might already have planned, like, here's some extra money, and I'm going to take a portion of it, and I'm going to get set up so that I can have, like, that feeling, really good feeling, like, you know, I don't have to worry about what to make. I can make all kinds of things because I have a well-stocked pantry. And that is a very good feeling, like you were talking about.
It really is. And talking about pasta, Sharon, Vince and I have talked, and I think Vince has mentioned it online, that Sam's Club has a great price on pasta, and it's very good. And so if you go there, you can get it, or you can also order it online. If you've got the Plus membership, you don't pay for shipping. But Sharon, I wanted to tell you that you're delightful. I appreciate all your talent and your ability, and I feel like I'm talking to myself because we do so many of the same things.
Oh, my husband's sitting here cracking up. He goes, you do that, you do that. You know, I'm going, yeah, we do. We just do so many of the same things, but it pays off. It really pays off
to
do
this
stuff. And once you learn it, it's not as hard. There is a learning curve, and every time you do something the first time, it's a lot harder than if you did it the fifth time, you know? So, hey, thanks
it
a
is.
Lot for joining. Let me join you. You have a great day.
Thank you, Sharon. Thank you. You also.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life.
And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.